Okay, the next thing that we're going to look at is a couple of kinds of devouring of time. These are two dynamics that we have seen that are actually related to one of the seven curses. So I'm going to give you a real quick sketch of what these two of the seven curses look like, but you can get a whole lot more information about them in the Love and Legitimacy album. The first one is related to time in the sense of seasonal devouring. So this is when time is devoured very specifically on a seasonal, repeatable pattern. So you have a particular week or a particular month, or for one person, which this is really sad, she had it every other year. So the whole year was devoured. And she would make lots of progress forward in her life, and then the devouring year would come and she'd go five steps backwards and three steps forward and another five steps backwards. So that was a really, really tough one. But the marker is that the passage of time, these seasonal events, devouring of finances, devouring of your health, devouring of your relationships, devouring of your jobs, basically in some way or another, some part of your life falls apart at this particular time. And it can be, like I said, any amount of time. It could be over a period of weeks, a period of months. Some people have it on so many decades. So every 10 years, something catastrophic happens in the month of June, and you can track it back to generations previous. Maybe every 20 years, maybe every 5 years. You can follow it through the generations and see that in this particular month or this particular year of these people's lives, something really catastrophic happened. So the seasonal devouring is very damaging because whether it's going after your health or your finances or your job or whatever, it really devours a lot of your resources. And this particular one is very specifically aimed at the time that God designed for blessing. So we find again and again that those seasons in your life that are so damaging, God created for you to actually go up, to have a blessing that will flow, increase in your dominion and increase in your resources. So that's the good news, is that once you get rid of the critters, you can then ask God to release the blessing. Now, the specific curse that this is related to is called the Midianite curse. So if you want to get more information on the Midianite curse, that's the one that is related to the seasonal devouring. And essentially, the Midianite curse comes in when we base our legitimacy on people needing us. We base our legitimacy on people needing us, and we make decisions that put our comfort ahead of our calling. So essentially, the dynamics of the Midianite curse rotate or are centered around the issue of stewardship, how you are stewarding your resources. When you need somebody to need you, a lot of times you will make decisions that are controlling. So you will try to get people to need to come back to you. You give things to people with strings attached because you want something back from them, or you want them to have to be dependent on you. So this whole issue of needing people to need you causes you to control your resources in a way that may not be in alignment, or a lot of times isn't in alignment, with God's agenda for those resources. On the other side of the coin, we have the issue of making soft choices, essentially, of sacrificing your calling for your comfort. So you don't want to make the hard choices that might require you to give up something, or to sacrifice some of your resources, or to risk your resources, like quit your job and go do the thing you've always loved to do. Well, if your legitimacy is based on the resources you have, you're not going to make that kind of decision, because now you've got this no safety net, and what happens if you can't earn a living, or whatever the case may be? So these resource-based legitimacy kinds of decisions will allow the Midianite curse to come in. With Abraham, you have specifically the issue of Keturah and the fact that he made a very, very comfort-based decision by taking a wife when God had designed him to be investing deeply and exclusively in Isaac. So he was dividing the resources that he was giving, and he took another wife and had more sons, one of them being Midian. And this whole dynamic of the Midianite curse we can see in Scripture. The way that you see it in Scripture with the Israelites is that the Midianites would come at harvest time, and they would devour all of the harvest. They would take it away. They would leave the Israelites alone for the rest of the year to grow their crops and do whatever, and then they would come like a plague of locusts and sweep away all the harvest. So that seasonal dynamic, and it, particularly of the times that God designed for you to have a harvest, is where the Midianite curse comes in. So you're going to follow the same principles as we've talked about in terms of repenting and breaking the curse. And it's very important with these to change the behavior. If you have been living in a way that is not stewarding your resources well, then you are only going to open up that legal access again, and the enemy's going to come right back in and start devouring your time. So you need to not only break off the curse, but to make lifestyle changes if that's necessary. So that's the Midianite curse, seasonal devouring related to time.